supermarket in Scott.
Bonjour, mes amis. Welcome to the Rendezvous de Cajun, the only show of its kind presented every Saturday at 6 o'clock right here on stage at Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice. My name is Sam Brady. I am a National Park Ranger, and I work for Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve right next door at the Prairie Cajun Culture Center. And we are proud to be sponsors of this event. I'd like to recognize the other sponsors, the City of Eunice, of course, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice, the Cajun French Music Association, yeah, right there on the front row, good job, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. You're going to have a great time here tonight. You've got a good entertainment band, lots of room to dance, and I want you to enjoy that. Right now, I am going to introduce to you Mr. Larry Miller. He'll be our host and master of ceremonies here, and he will guide you through the evening's musical entertainment. Mr. Larry.
Good evening, folks. We're going to start off with the first number right quick, and then we'll say a little welcome. The Back of Town Two-Step by, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Number one is the Creole Stomp. Let's do it. Open it up. Rich Brown and the and his group up here tonight. Bonsoir, mes amis, the Cadet de Patou. Good evening, folks from Louisiana, as well as all of the other states and countries that might be here tonight. We want to welcome you to the Rendezvous de Carjan show in this historic theater that was built in the 1920s and still going on. And lucky it was rescued by the Park Service, and we're happy to be here with our own little Grand Ole Opry show, so to speak. Okay, it's Saturday night. You know what we do every Saturday night in here, don't we? All right. We're going to ask Briggs Brown and his Bayou Cajuns to do us another song, the Lake Charles Play Ball Waltz, and that was a recording by, I think, Bobby Leger, huh? Okay, can we do that one? La Chalet, give him a big hand there. Charles Play Ball Waltz. That was sung by Mr. Cody LaFleur out here on the drums. Cody, are you with us?
So, yeah,
okay.
So.
Cody hails from Iota and my hometown, and so he's kind of multi-talented with several instruments and developing into a good vocal voice. And so how long have you been playing music, Cody?
For probably about 24 years, 25 years. Yeah. My whole life.
How old were you when you started?
About 3 or 4.
From the sound like it, huh? You were real early. So
yes,
he had an affinity for music at an early age, as just like Briggs did,
and
most everybody in the band here, come to think of it. I think all you guys played instruments at a young age anyway. So we have You're going to hear we have a lot of original French and original Cajun names and the last names here in the band tonight. And we'll be talking about those. But Cody LaFleur from Iowa on the vocals and drums. He plays accordion and guitar and several instruments. So, okay. Let's do another one called a Eunice Two-Step. And it was originally a Creole tune called Joli Catin. One of the early recordings was Boissac Ardoin. And then the latest version that was real popular was Ira Lejeune. Eunice Two-Step. Is it not so well played, huh? I think that's better played than I could, for sure. Okay. All right, Mr. Briggs Brown. Before we leave Cody LaFleur, Cody, your parents and sister are here tonight?
No, sir.
No, you're by on that lonely bayou. Okay.
I brought my girlfriend with me. She's my support.
Your girlfriend's
tonight.
Here. Okay, well, we're not going to count her just yet. It's not locked in, is it? Anyway, Briggs Brown. Briggs is... He's one of the Brown family is a very old family in and around Eunice and Church Point and somewhere around Iota, and Briggs is about halfway between here and Iota. He's a graduate of Iota High, and I think he started playing when he was 3 years old or maybe whatever. And I can assure you at that point he wasn't very tall.
I was whistling when I was four, for sure.
When you were four, okay. So when he hung the accordion in his neck, it almost dragged the floors in the kitchen. But anyway, Briggs's parents are here, Greg and Michelle. Michelle Frugier, would you raise your hand? And you got anybody, any other immediate member of the family? I think Greg was here. So anyway, and Briggs's grandfather, the well-known owners of D.I.'s restaurant, Daniel and Sherry Frugier from Timamu. Anyway, so you play other instruments as well?
I can play the drums a little bit.
Yep.
I tap my foot mostly when I play the accordion, but that's
all
it.
All right, all
that's
right.
That's about it.
Okay. We'll tell you a story about a little bit about foot tapping that I think you find interesting if you haven't heard it, about Joel Sonia that's coming up on the next set out there anyway. And So normally your band would include your dad on the bass and your sister on the rhythm and vocals, and so kind of a family band, but you're a little short-handed on family members tonight, huh? All right. Something you'd like to say?
They all family up here, I tell you that.
Well, yeah, I mean all family, but I'm talking about blood kin. Okay, all right. We've got another one coming up, and it's a very popular tune by Nathan Apsher, Captain Walls.
All right. Oh,
right, very good. Thank you very much. We appreciate the dancers. Merci bien pour avoir dansé, mon. Okay, Joe B. Dream on the bass. Would you step up to the microphone? Joe, toi, tu parles français un peu? Hein?
Oui, je parle.
Oui, tu es totalement fluent en français?
Quoi?
Tu parles en français totalement?
Oh oui, je parle fluentement un peu. Je parle
plus
en plus,
okay. Joe B. Dream's family originated from around Mamou, I think, but live in Lafayette now. And they're a family of musicians and folklorists and that kind of thing. Your parents here tonight?
No.
Well, okay. I guess you're...
I think they're playing a gig at McGee's Landing right now.
You kind of cut the apron strings, huh? So besides bass and rhythm, what else do you play instruments? How long have you played? Your dad's an accordion player, your mother rhythm.
That's
your
correct.
Sister sings and that kind of... Yeah?
Yeah. I played, you know, most of my life, I guess. I don't know.
Played most of your life when you were young. Okay.
Yeah.
Mainly bass all the way through?
Bass, guitar, and a little bit of accordion here and there.
Yeah. A little bit of accordion. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Joe V. Dream comes from a all of the family members are musicians and singers, and so a musical family. All right. That takes care of Mr. Joe. We've got another one coming up called a Bosco Stomp, and that was originally a Lawrence Walker recording, La Chalet. Is that not well done? Is it well done? Okay. All right. We're gonna just do a little quick interview here with the next musician, Mr. Kyle Huval. Kyle's been, I think he's been playing since a pretty young age, too. And how many instruments are you playing now, Kyle?
16.
How many?
Just about everything. Most of them. I
think you play all instruments in a Cajun band.
Just about everything but the fiddle, yeah.
Everything but the fiddle. But you're working on that a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
As much as
all
I can.
Kyle Huval is a remarkable young musician. He's the kind of person that when he gets on to it, he's like a pit bull. He doesn't turn it loose till he's got it. And he's conquered a lot of instruments. He's a very dedicated person, and... Are you going to sing some of the songs there tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Brad's got one on there for me to sing.
Yeah. Kyle has a good voice as well, and so knows a lot of music. And so how old were you when you started playing, Kyle?
11.
11.
Yep.
Kyle lives just north of Eunice, and his dad is very active in the Cajun French Music Association. A lot of the support that he's given. Any of your family members here tonight?
No, sir. No family here
okay.
tonight.
All right.
They all fishing.
They're all out of town fishing. Okay. All right. So, you think you'd like to say, Kyle? You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. When Briggs
okay.
is.
The next one is a Calcasieu Waltz. It's a various recordings that was done by different people, but Arlejean did the popularization of that song, if I can create a little word here. He made it popular anyway. Oscar Cockatoo. Who's going to sing that one?
I believe LeFleur is going to sing that one.
Okay. Cody's going to be on vocal. Let's do it. Now, Oscar Cockatoo.
Yeah.
you very much. Good job, guys. We'd like to talk to one of the band members here that was also a very early musician in his life, and his name is Travis Benoit, and he hails from Marsh, Louisiana, just about 25 miles south of here. And, okay, how long have you been playing fiddle, or what was your first instrument?
My first instrument was accordion, and I started the fiddle at age 12, and accordion was at age 11.
So 11 and 12, and by age 12, he's playing two instruments, and then you also play rhythm and bass,
also a little guitar and saxophone.
Okay, all right. And you have sort of a family band of your own at one time. You had a band of your own that was Travis Benoit and...
Alain Dansé.
Alain Dansé, okay. So still play a little bit now and then? Yeah, okay. All right. So very talented young man. Kind of a quiet, soft-spoken young man, but he knows what he's doing, and when it comes to music, he's all there for sure. Okay. What a talented group of musicians, huh? Let's give them a big hand. Man, it just makes us proud to know that they're carrying on. It just makes us proud to know that they're carrying on our heritage, and so that's what we're doing here. And, of course, we'd like for you to dance. The next one that I have is Reno Walsh. Is that the one you want to do? And that was a Lawrence Walker recording, huh? Okay. La Chile, La Basta Reno.
All right.
Come on, look good, wait on, come on, va fa. J'ai plus personne dedans pays de m'aimer.
You'd have a hard time doing it better than that, I'll tell you what. Kyle, you speak French a bit? You,
little bit, not too much.
Bit, just kind of
I used to speak French with my grandmother before she died, and ever since she died, I don't have many people to speak around, you know?
A lot of the languages have been lost on grandparents, yeah. Travis, how about you? You a little bit? Just he understands it, but he didn't practice it yet. Okay, all right. Cody's been around some, so with grandparents, but I don't know how far he's gotten. You guys keep trying, huh? All right, the next one, we're going to have a... So don't hang tight. We have a very large, special group of journalists visiting here tonight, and we're going to do one more song, introduce you to those folks, and then we'll be making some more announcements along the way. Instead of taking a break, we'll go straight through. All right, the next song that you have is a Lacassine Special, and it's... Lacassine Special is a signature tune of Ira Lejeune. Made it. It was kind of his theme song, kind of thing that became very much Ira Lejeune's favorite song. Okay, two-step de Lacassine, chat. Thank you. Brown and the Bayou Cajuns. Give them a big hand. It's such a wonderful, talented group of musicians. And so we missed Megan and your dad tonight, but we're still enjoying the show. It still looks like these guys know what they're doing, so there isn't a great deal of difference. Well, maybe so, but I don't know. Well, anyway. All right. We just want to introduce to you a very special group tonight. There's a group of 17 journalists who are visiting all over the area, and they come from all over USA and Canada, and as far as California and Washington, Florida, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Michigan, Indiana, and Texas. And we'd like to recognize them, guiding them in and around the area. Or they were at a special conference in Lake Charles tonight on Travel Media Showcase. And so they were learning and contributing to all sorts of travel and promotion ideas. And they'll report back home in their home state what's happening down here. Guiding the group all over Acadiana and down at the Culture Center and all around is we'd like to ask Celeste Gomez to be recognized. She's the executive director of the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission. And maybe she can stand up and all of her 17 guests. Let's welcome them. Would you stand up, please, and give them a warm welcome. Give them a good Louisiana Cajun welcome. Thank you for being here. We hope you get to come back, and we hope that you have some good things to say about Cajun country when you get home, and we hope you've had some good memories. And so, as we say, veni vos aut, which means please come back, you're welcome. Okay. All right. Briggs?
Switch to my Larry Miller.
Okay, all right. You're going to switch to the red accordion, huh? Okay, he's going to switch to a Larry Miller-built accordion. All right, thanks for the plug there. Okay. That's, by the way, Briggs's dad took the apprenticeship with the how to build accordions with my grandson, Jay, and we helped out a bit there and there, but and he built that accordion down here. His dad built that one, and built two or three more, and he's got three more going, and so, but that was originally the one that I built. So anyway, thank you, and the next one is Le Flamme d'Enfer, and that was interesting about that tune is that it was originally the basis for it, the roots of it is an old Creole tune, and it was a guy who was apparently condemned to death, and he knew he was going to face the flames of hell, and the name of the song was Mon Canot et Ma Cause, My Pistol is to Blame, because if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't be sitting here in jail waiting to be consumed by the flames of hell later. Anyway, and it's called Les Flammes d'Enfer in French. La Chalet. Oh, it was recorded, The Flames of Hell was recorded by Austin Peet.
How long,
got the punchline. La Chalet.
moment à tout en dire.
It doesn't get any better than this, I can tell you. Wow, well played. Folks, if you know about these diatonic accordions, there are actually two finger patterns that you play mainly, but there's a third one that's quite difficult, and he did it very easily tonight. So modulating from one key to another. So, okay, well done, guys. All right. We want to tell you about a very special event that's coming up this weekend. By the way, the Cajun French Music Association chapter, the Acadiana chapter that meets here in Eunice, was generous enough to replace a remote microphone that was having a lot of difficulty. I don't know why the mics don't last anymore. It was only 27 years old, you know. So anyway, so there was a generous grant from the Acadiana chapter of the Cajun French Music Association to replace the microphone. And at the same time, a generous fan of Cajun music from Albany, New York, who was here a few weeks back and decided to donate a couple of new music stands. And they just came in and hadn't unpacked them yet by next Saturday, which should be you'll be able to put your song list on a stand instead of on the floor. I noticed you got them printed pretty large. It's kind of nice for me, too. So anyway, okay. But this coming weekend, let's give the Cajun French Music Association chapter a good hand for that. The lady's name is Diane Ammerman from Albany, New York. Okay. The Cajun French Music Association has a sort of a Cajun Grammys of their own, you know, so to speak. And each year we meet with lots of good bands and lots of good music and a location where we can throughout the year, there's balloting with the members whereby they vote for the best band of the year, the best male vocalist, best female vocalist, the best first recording, the best accordion lead tune, the best fiddle lead tune or whatever, and also the song of the year and the songwriter of the year and that kind of thing. And so that event's going to be held at the Rain Civic Center, just one block off of Interstate 10, Rain, right there at the Frog Festival grounds. And it's the doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 7. And Jackie Calle and Ivy Duga and the Cajun Cousins are going to be the stage band. And there's going to be a lot of food and beverages, both adult and minor adult beverages as well. And plenty of food. So come by and listen to the awards and the tear open the envelope at the last minute and tell you who's the winner, best band of the year, and that kind of thing. The following day, on Saturday, in the Civic Center in Rain there, all day long, there's going to be doors open at 9, be a little opening introductory ceremony at 9:30, and then there's music all day long with lots of great bands, some of the best bands that we can grab onto, that we can book, and best Cajun bands, and the best dancers show up from all over the state and Southeast Texas. So it's a great time. The first band is Jesse Brown and Shoe Pick, Lee Benoit and Bayou Stompers, Briggs Brown and the Fall Down Playboys. That's another, that's kind of like what we got.
It's going to be almost the same.
Almost the same. Okay, you guys shuffle yourselves around a bit. So Junior Hebert and the Maurice Playboys. Chris Miller and the Bayou Roots was originally scheduled. We're not sure if that schedule can work out. There's a booking conflict. And Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars. The night before that at the La Pouchère's Dance Hall, on Thursday night, there's the Youth Awards and the Plaque Awards starting at 6 o'clock, and there's a music show. And all of these younger people who are younger than this group are going to be taking turns playing, and there's going to be some awards for the New Dawn Award and that kind of thing. So why don't you swing by? The admission is free for the chapter awards and the plaque awards, and then on Saturday the admission is $10, and Friday night $7. You can pick up these cards right outside. There's a stack of them on a table. Bring one with you and try to be there and support an organization that is dedicated to the preservation of our culture and our music as well. And that's what we're doing here tonight. So we hope to continue. We want to make our ancestors proud. And if you're going to make your ancestors proud, you have to dance. Let's do it. Okay. The next one is the Back of Town Two-Step, and it's an Octa Clark recording. If I'm not mistaken, he was 88 when he did that album. He didn't have a band anymore, but a lot of the Steve Riley band backed him up, and it's a great recording. And the guy was just marvelous on that accordion. And that's one of the signature tunes that was popular off of that album. Octa Clark, Back of Town Two-Step. Lachelle. Thank you.